The Trump administration's plans to provide direct support to dairy farms as part of a $12 billion package to offset the impacts of its trade policies is welcome news to many in New York, which is the third highest milk producing state in the nation. But with no end in sight to sustained low milk prices and oversupply in the industry, some are worried about the long-term impact to regions like the North Country, where agriculture is the largest private industry. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
At the Jefferson County Fair, one of the dairy princesses prepares a moo latte made with ice cold brew coffee and chocolate milk. The moo latte is one of several dairy products that the Jefferson County Dairy Promotion Board has on display at the fair. One of the group's directors, Lisa Porter, considers the event a great chance to encourage people to consume more dairy and educate them about the industry.
The general public doesn't understand what we do every day for a living, so it's our opportunity to showcase that the milk that they're consuming is healthy, it's local.
Porter says this work has become even more important in recent years. Milk prices have declined since 2011 and are currently at historically low prices. That's taking a toll in the North Country. Since 2012, on average, 14 dairy farms have closed each year in Jefferson, Lewis, and St. Lawrence counties.
They're fastly disappearing. You know, there used to be, on my road here alone, there were 8 dairy farms when I came out of college. Now, we don't have 8 dairy farms in the whole township.
That's Ed Waldruff, a dairy farmer in Lafargeville. He says while many of his colleagues had to sell their farms, he was able to keep his business afloat by transitioning to the more profitable organic market, which prohibits farmers from using chemicals like pesticides and antibiotics. He has also started diversifying his operation by making cheese.
You know, is it making us a ton of money? No, but it's positioning us well, providing, you know, some lots of opportunity for the future.
Many other dairy farmers are choosing to diversify their operations as well, using excess land to produce hay or grow soybeans. But that's leading to a surplus in those ag markets as well. Jay Madison, agriculture coordinator for Jefferson County Economic Development, says the loss of income and options for farmers in a rural area like the North Country has a far-reaching impact.
Farms make up a significant part of the tax base for our school districts, as an example. And so when you get that 500-cow dairy that shuts its doors, you're probably taking away, around $50,000 worth of taxes to that school. It's not just a farm. It's a major business in their community that has shut its doors.
Cornell professor Todd Schmidt, who teaches about food and agriculture economics, says that for every dollar of output generated at a farm in New York, it supports another 45 cents in related industries. The volume of milk produced in the North Country in 2017 was higher than the amount in 2012, but that's because farmers leaving the industry are selling their cows to larger corporate farms in the area. Schmidt says that does not make up for the loss of small farms.
Other evidence on related research that I've been doing has shown that small-scale farmers tend to purchase more of their inputs from local sources. That, in and of itself, per dollar of output, has a higher level of impact.
Back at the Jefferson County Fair, Lisa Porter of the Dairy Promotion Board sits nearby her cows, ready to be an ambassador for the local dairy industry.
It is still economically the number one industry in Jefferson County for dollars generated for our local economy, and we certainly would like to keep it that way.
In Watertown, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.